bucket. I've heard that expression made. Well, he kicked the bucket. He couldn't know it coming.
Okay. He said, well, he's been dead a week, and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Well.
So nobody's figured out yet what he
died from.
Okay. And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Okay. Any other names?
Graveyards. Used to, they call the country cemetery graveyards.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in.
Is the vault.
Okay, but just the
casket.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name?
Coffin. Coffin. They used to call it a coffin.
Okay. And you say he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people are all dressed in black, you'd say that they're in
mourning.
Okay. Okay. Now, suppose somebody says sort of average day, and somebody asks you, well, how are you feeling? And you say, what?
I say I'm fine. I don't ever tell them really the truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't build anyone up.
And yeah.
I don't think you're accused of telling a story. But to me now, I just hear every ailment, and I never as seldom ever say this hurts or something else, because everybody's got all the bear they can about my load on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps me not to think of what all I have gone through with, and even yet what I still have.
Yeah.
But I'm doing fine.
Okay. Say your children are out late, and someone's getting a little excited about it. You know, you say, oh, they'll get home all right. Just don't
worry.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints get stiff and hurt, you say that you've got a touch of
pneumonia or flu or...
Yeah, but when your bones, the joints get stiff.
Arthritis.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name?
Rheumatism.
Okay. And this is a very severe sore throat that you get blisters on the inside of your throat, and children would choke in the night with it. And it killed a lot of children. But I just choked to death, you know, but then later around World War I or so, they gave people the shick test for it, and they got shots.
Uh-huh.
And so people got
that
now.
Proof or something like that.
What about dip?
Diphtheria.
Okay. You remember?
Well,
people
remember numbers of cases of that. Diphtheria.
Okay. And this is a disease that makes your skin turn yellow and your eyeballs start.
Yellow jaundice.
Huh?
Yellow jaundice, they would call it.
Okay. When you have your appendix taken out, you say that you've had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you say you had to...
Indigestion.
Or it comes back up, you say you had to...
Okay.
Okay.
Indigest.
Yes. Any other words besides vomit? Is that a nice word?
No, you were sick at your stomach and you lost your food, and like that you could put it that way and it didn't sound so bad. I couldn't keep it on my stomach.
What about a really bad sort? Not bad, but I mean, just sounds kind of crude way of saying it.
Well, you had a sore throat or you had indigestion.
Yeah, I'm talking about a word for vomit.
Oh, used to, they'd say, oh, I puked all night. No, that's awful sound.
Okay.
That was back a long, long time ago. Those words were you.
Yeah.
I've heard that so often, though.
Okay. So you'd just gotten some pretty interesting news, you know.